This dyke charmer is Yvonne Gray with the Wokester New Zealand DEI Navy that, like Boeing, has learned that going woke diversity, equity, and inclusion doesn't pay. Gray sunk a $100 million plus 43-meter Navy ship, and the idiots in the New Zealand Navy actually congratulated her. This incident marks the first peacetime loss of a New Zealand Navy ship. The following is from Captain Yvonne Gray's dossier on the official website of the laughingstock that's the woke Royal New Zealand Navy.
This was Gray's first ship command in her naval career. She said her eyes lit up at the thought of taking command of Manawa Nui, which entered service with the Royal New Zealand Navy 3 years ago. In 2012, Commander Yvonne Gray and her wife Sharon moved to New Zealand after falling in love with the country during a camper van holiday.
Did you get that? She has a wife and a camper van too. Now there's a big clue. She's good with camper vans, so let's give her a ship. The full story is that a New Zealand's multi-role offshore support vessel, Manawa Nui, sank off the coast of New Samoa. HMNZS Manawa Nui sank on Sunday, October 6, 2024, after running aground on a reef near the southern coast of Upolu in Samoa and catching fire. A Royal New Zealand Air Force P-8 Poseidon was deployed, which confirmed the sinking. It's reported the cruise ship HMS Queen Elizabeth may also have responded to assist. HMNZS Manawa Nui sailed out of Devonport Naval Base in Auckland last Saturday, October 5, 2024. It carries a core crew of 39 but bunks for 66, according to the NZDF website. Skippered by Commander Yvonne Gray, the ship was built in 2003 and had been in service with the Royal New Zealand Navy since 2019. The HMNZS Manawa Nui was a specialist dive and hydrographic vessel valued at $103 million New Zealand dollars, or approximately $63 million US dollars, when purchased in 2018. The cost to replace the vessel is expected to exceed its original value, potentially reaching around $129 million New Zealand dollars when adjusted for inflation. The HMNZS Manawa Nui's home port was Gisborne, New Zealand, but that's now been amended to an underwater reef off the coast of Upolu in Samoa. In the December 2000 edition of New Zealand's Navy Today magazine, Gray was asked, "How do you measure success?" She said, "It could be about doubling the number of women working in your organization. Perhaps it's about all people feeling supported, or it could be how your network makes the participants smile and feel like they're being heard." We say, "Sure, double the number of women and the number of ship sinkings too, if the Navy takes Gray's misguided advice." The Navy Today magazine is a woke propaganda journal mainly featuring feminist women to replace men in Navy leadership positions. It inevitably destroys morale and combat readiness with token DEI appointees for woke optics. This nonsense has to stop. Now that Commander Gray has sunk the HMNZS Manawa Nui on her watch, we recommend she be given command of the 15-meter good ship SS Minnow to conduct three-hour cruises with Gilligan as her first mate. Now here's a jokester New Zealand Navy spokesman with a straight face congratulating the master ship sinker, Commander Gray. The apologist spin spokesman says Gray ordered abandoned ship, which was good, and as for the little matter of Gray sinking the ship, well, cough, cough, screw that little matter. Can we remind the bullshit spin merchant that the crew would have abandoned the ship anyway, no matter what Gray said? She'd already sunk the ship. Why hang around and take more of her clueless advice? We can hear the crew. "Get out of here, boys," went the cry. "The dike is going to get us all killed."
Would like to commend the commanding officer's swift decision to evacuate the ship. A decision that likely prevented the loss of life.
The Navy DEI destroyer you just saw is Garen Golding, who is the Rear Admiral Chief of the New Zealand Navy. He failed to tell New Zealanders the following after his ridiculous spin statement trying to put lipstick on a pig with, "She made one good decision." We say, yeah, amongst a conga line of bad decisions that sunk the Manawa Nui, New Zealand was a laughingstock when the Jacinta Ardern government paid a whopping 5 times book value for what would become the Manawa Nui. Even the ship brokers at the time couldn't believe the seller's luck, selling a 25-year-old rust bucket that had a book value under $20 million. New Zealand paid $103 million and then spent additional millions to have it fitted out. The New Zealand government itself will be the insurers of the Manawa Nui, and by that it means the hapless taxpayers. New Zealand was a laughingstock when it got the Manawa Nui, and a laughingstock when they lost it, leaving the Royal New Zealand Navy with just 5 fully operational ships. Now is a good time to invade New Zealand if Vanuatu or Fiji gets its canoes ready. If the latest DEI incident isn't enough, in 18 months of these 4 DEI commanders and officers, one was fired from command of the Canterbury, one ran the Kaha into a wharf and rowed it off, and one has sunk the Manawanui. They are Lieutenant Samara Mankalo, Commander Yvonne Gray, Bronwyn Heslop, and Commander Fiona Jameson, which is the Harridans Club. Captain Maxine Laws said on behalf of the Navy, there have been significant changes that has occurred in Navy culture over the years, particularly with the focus on diversity, equity, and respect for personnel. She went on to say, our Navy had to adapt to a changing world, and it wasn't easy initially, but nothing worth doing is. I now look at the confident, well-supported, motivated, and highly trained women in our Navy and feel enormously proud that they don't just serve in the Navy, but they thrive in it and are in command of it. We say, with only 5 operational ships left for the DEIs to sink or write off, New Zealand's Navy might as well be disbanded and reduced to a sailing club for men only this time, and it doesn't include Navy Command wokesters like Garen Golding and his virtue-signaling buddies who have stuffed the New Zealand Navy like many navies and militaries worldwide that have abandoned skill, aptitude, toughness, and merit to pander to DEI wokesters to burrow into positions they've not earned, don't deserve, and are incapable of holding, thus denying competent men appointments and career paths. It's demotivational, and recruitment is becoming impossible as men don't want to join organizations that hate them and where the cards are stacked against them. We say, the decent thing for Commander Yvonne Gray to have done was to follow military tradition and go down with her ship instead of women and children first.